whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Nice that you guys have found a way here and come here to the station. But I'm talking to probably the two busiest guys in the whole business. I mean, there's not almost any every day or any other day that I wake up and you guys started a new band. You interact with a new project. You do something. And now you crossed paths. I mean, you guys have known each other before. When did it all start? When did the whole collab? When did you guys start talking?
We met many years ago.
Yeah.
We known each other almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We used to do a project, actually. Somebody had put a band together in Sweden, and we were doing covers for, like, I don't know. We played a few shows in Scandinavia.
Yep.
And we kept in touch after that, on and off. And I think we reconnected again last year.
Yeah.
Like for real, like we just did some...
Actually, it was thanks to my wife.
Your wife.
Yeah. My wife. Yeah, because I wanted to do a few acoustic shows in Romania where I live.
Yeah.
And then my wife told me, you should bring somebody like in the guitar, you know. And she said, maybe Gus is interested. So I contacted him and we did this like four or five acoustic shows. And then apparently, like, the people, they really liked to see us together. There was a good chemistry. There was a good thing. And that's when everything started.
So you recorded one song together.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a whole record together?
You know, for now, I mean, Ronnie, obviously, you have a new record that just came
without
out.
Without you.
You're all
without me. Yeah.
Yeah, but you always have new records out for everything. Yeah. You know?
No, but we have, we did this song because I was working on some songs and I thought, well, we're going to go on this massive tour together. Why not have something to, that we're going to play our catalogs anyways. Yeah. You know, I'm going to play some of Ronnie's songs. He's going to play some of my songs. Why don't we just do, it just makes sense. Let's just do something together that we are together on record. And this is the result, this track called My Premonition. But you know what, going back to your question, I think it's something that we should do it down the line. Sooner or later, we should do like a full record together.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. How come that you guys decided to tour first and not record first? Sometimes people go, come together and do a project and go like, that makes fun, let's see how it goes on the road, you know, but you guys did it the other way around.
Because we're just weird, we do it everything backwards.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you guys to coordinate your schedules?
Actually, it's very easy. You know why? Because we have the same booking agent.
Yep. There you are.
Not because he's in the room, but actually in the corner watching. But it's for real. I mean, having the same, you know, keeping it under one roof, it makes things a lot easier. Not really having to go back and forth to too many people. So it's just like me and Ronnie and our booking agent, Torsten, and we just sit down and we talk and we're like, hey, should we do this or this maybe or this or this? And then things fall into place easier.
Oh, and there's a high danger of you guys being, you know, like, what if something like this happens? You know, one guy decides to go out on by himself again.
Yeah.
Like, how would the other guy react now? No. Now that you're family.
No. No, it's cool, man. I mean, you know, it's,
you're not hurt.
No,
not insulted.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
That's something that's pretty cool between us. Also, we respect each other.
Yeah.
A lot. Not only as friends, but as musicians. Yeah. So yeah, we understand that we have our own stuff separate. Also,
yeah.
Actually, I just released my solo album in the middle of this tour. Yeah. You know, so at some point I need to go with my band to promote the album, and I need to go with Firewind or whatever you want to do. But we understand and we respect each other. That's very important also.
Actually, the fact that we started this project out of, you know, with no real pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That plays a very big role into how things are developing, because we just did this as a little bit like an experiment, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what to expect from this tour. We just did a few shows last year and we're like, okay, maybe the next step was like some festivals and the next step was like a full-on tour. And honestly, like, we are also blown away that offers keep coming in now for the rest of the year and even next year. We did not expect this. So when you start out like that, it's kind of cool, and you're in a much more relaxed environment instead of having to live up to some kind of pressure. Oh, now we got to do this, and make like a 5-year plan or whatever. Because like Ronnie said, we both have our solo projects. You know, I also have Firewind.
Yeah.
And when the opportunities come in, you know, we'll sit down and be like, hey, we have an offer to do this. Yes or no? Let's do it. Yeah, if it makes sense, we do it. And everybody's having fun.
Yeah, probably the booking agent is the happiest.
Yeah, he's got dollar signs in his eyes.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, you said there is no pressure, but on the other hand, you guys have worked with some of the most famous people in this whole business.
Yeah.
I think there's a natural pressure on you guys because everybody's watching. Oh, what is doing? What is he doing now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's Rainbow and there's Ozzy, you know, obviously. So don't you feel that?
No.
Not really. Yeah, that's it's funny, but it's true. Actually, I remember the first words Richie Blackmore told me before the first show we did together in Lauderdale in 2016.
Yeah.
He told me, Ronnie, the people gonna like it. Some people they're not gonna like it. Just go there and enjoy it. You know, if you love to do music, that's the most important thing.
Okay.
And I kept that in mind all the time. So yeah, for us, I think also for guys, it's just to go out, have fun, enjoy with friends, making the thing you love the most, which is music, and that's all about. You know, it's that. It's like a rock, real rock attitude, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I can see, you guys are doing many covers on live, right?
Actually, the thing is, it's the show's half, right, at this point, I think it's like half of cover stuff and half of our original material.
Yeah.
And obviously, sorry, I was interrupting your question, but the covers that we do, we are kind of related to the artist that we cover.
I would call it like half cover because actually we played that songs before with the original.
I mean, we play Rainbow stuff, but you know what? He was in Rainbow.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
he's a Rainbow member.
Like a half cover.
And we play a couple of Aussie songs, but I was in Aussie too. So it makes sense to do it. It's part of our legacy, so to speak, or part of our background, so to speak. Yeah, I think, because we are a younger generation guys. So it's part of our background. We pay tribute to these guys that we were there that gave us these big opportunities.
Yeah.
And
you also play other stuff, right?
And we play other stuff too. Well, cover-wise, I think we only do like...
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy.
That would be the only one.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy is probably the only one, but that's just because it's one of those songs I used to do live and you know, we both love Thin Lizzy and come on, it's so cool. You got to do it.
Well, it's great. Then what's going to happen next? I mean, you're going to be on tour with your own band once this is done.
Point,
what's up with you guys?
I'm going to go back to Firewind. I'm working on a new Firewind record, so we're going to do some shows next year.
Is it right that the last record came out on AFM still, right?
AFM, yeah. But you know, they're not around anymore.
No, we
just signed a new record.
Okay.
So we have a new label, and it's going to be all announced in the coming month. So we got a brand new record that we're working on and new tours for the year. But I think it's, you know, we're going to juggle the responsibilities here a little bit, and we're gonna get back together with Ronnie here and do some more stuff as well.
Yep.
Is it too early to ask if there's a, you know, when you say offers are coming in, there's always a new festival season.
Yeah.
Do you have to plan so far ahead to say like, we can do this, we can
it's
do
kind
that?
Of cool actually that now it seems, I don't know.
Well, it's almost Christmas.
is this like, all like, it feels to me that almost after the pandemic, like before the pandemic, we knew what we were going to do like maybe 3-4 months ahead. Now we're planning already like at least a year in advance. So we're 80%.
Because there's too many bands touring at the same time.
Maybe it's because, the live industry became
too much.
There was so much demand for
that. Too
many
offers for the audience. And then you need to plan that with a lot of time ahead.
I mean, we know that we're coming back together next summer. We're going to play the Rockhard Festival in May in Germany.
Ah,
so that's one of the big ones. So we're doing that. I think maybe a couple of more are following. So
nice one, because it's nice that you guys don't make like such a big fuss about announcing something like that, because you know all those people that just work for social media nowadays and all those bands go like, we're gonna announce this, And then it's like, yeah, we play a show.
They announced that they're going to announce something.
That's what it is.
Stay tuned, right? Yeah.
But coming back to you two guys, when you start playing together and jamming together, is there a situation where one or the other would go like, you should sing it like this? Or you go like, Ronnie, you go like, oh, you should play it like this. Is there any advice giving from one side to the other? Not really. Or do you just keep,
Even if I sing his songs and he plays my songs,
yeah,
there was never something like, you know, you should play like this or that. I think there's a lot of freedom in terms of creativity also as an input. You know, if it's playing a song that I wrote, and he come up with something that I know he's going to play really well because he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
You know, we have that space, like he can move playing the song.
We trust each other how we're going to perform each other's stuff or other stuff. Like, I cannot sing like he does. You know, nobody can sing like he does. Yeah. I'm not going to go in and tell him, you know what, Ronnie? I think that note right there, it should be.
Yeah, probably that will be the beginning of all the problems.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to be that guy.
Never say that to a singer.
Yeah. And the same thing, you know, we don't overstep our boundaries. And, you know, we just do what we do in our instruments, and somehow it works together. Like,
come on, you must have a little bit of ego.
We have.
No.
This is not an ego thing. Sorry to say, an ego thing. Like an ego, like to just correct somebody for what? Like for like going into and telling him to sing what? Like how to sing? Highway Star.
But there is a couple of songs from my first solo album that we are doing in the shows, and he's doing the guitar solos. Different from the record.
Oh yeah, the solos, yeah.
You know, and obviously at the beginning it sounds a little bit strange to me because I was playing those songs live for more than a year with my band.
Yeah.
And at the beginning it was not easy to get used to it, but I understood that his way of playing the song, his how he understood the song, and it's also cool. Mm-hmm. So obviously there is no like can you go close to the original one because I feel uncomfortable. Yeah. No, that's not the case. And also, I think it's the same thing for his songs. Actually, we play a Firewind song.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we were talking the other day, and I say I changed the ending on the lyrics. I ended up the song with a different lyrics.
Yeah.
And I say, I did that because I think it's cooler. Yeah. You know? And it was like, yeah, it sounds good.
Actually, so, it did sound cooler. I don't know why we didn't think of that when we made the record.
So, yeah.
Oh, man. So you guys, I got to say this. You guys were used to big stages. What is it like to, you know, not sort of return to smaller stages? Is that for you like more intimate, even better? Is it worse? What is it?
For me personally, I don't really care about that. I'm always happy if there's a stage and a demand for somebody to hear us play.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to hear us play, I'll be there and I'll play. I don't care if it's a small stage or a big stage.
Yeah,
personally, yeah.
Yeah, me too. But also, I think it's necessary for a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you play with a big name like Ozzy or Rainbow, it's really easy to play arenas. Because it's not your name on the ticket.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
So somehow it's not really your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play a small club, it's easier to play for 16,000 people because you don't see the faces. It is true. But you go to a club and you play for 300, 400 every night, like what we are doing now, you can see almost everybody's reaction to everything you are doing. And it's more pressure.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a different vibe.
Like
he says, you know, when you play like an arena, you don't see past the first few rows. It's just impossible. You know, of course, it's a different kind of energy, but you can't really connect like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying one is worse than the other. It's just two different situations.
Yeah.
And
it's funny. I met both of, you know, I talked to Richie a couple of times, and it was always funny as fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
we couldn't stop laughing. I met Ozzy once or twice, which was weird in its own way, but, you know, still okay. Do you have anything bad to say about those guys? Because there was so much criticism about Richie at one point in time, like in the 90s, he must have been unbearable.
I understood when I met him and I started to work with him, I understood that he has this like character he created for the people who is not in his circle.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, he tends to react to some people that is not in the circle in a different way.
Yeah, okay.
He tried to protect himself and his family and, you know, the band and everybody, like, he's outside that circle. But inside the circle, it's a totally different person. And I would say, you know, as you say before, it's a very funny guy. He loves to talk. He loves to stay until 3 a.m. after dinner, drinking beer and telling stories. You know, it's very funny. He's always making jokes and pranking the rest of the guys. It's a different guy when he's with the people he likes to be.
That's interesting. That's interesting. What about you, Gus? What about Aussie? What about Shannon? Sharon?
No, I mean, for me, I really have nothing bad to say about these people. You know, they treated me so nice for the time that I was there with him.
Yeah.
You know, when you're there, it's like you're kind of like part of the family as well. It was only good times. Again, a lot of laughs, you know, British guys, you know, from the 60s and 70s, they're like, their humor is insane. So it's impossible to be in the room with them and not, you know, start laughing 2 minutes, you know, into this. So they always crack jokes, always say funny stuff. Yeah, same with Ozzy. He's that character, that crazy character that everybody has seen from television and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's just nice to be like a fly on the wall, hear these guys tell their stories, and just be funny in their way. So for me, it was some of the best years of my life, you know, being there.
How did it feel for you when you heard, you know, about Ozzy passing away?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it hit me hard, man.
Yeah,
it was shocking. I didn't expect it. I mean, I knew he was very sick and all that stuff, but especially like 2 weeks after he did his big farewell show.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty shocking. If you look back on it, like you couldn't even direct this thing. You know, the way it was all done. It was just supposed to be. It was just meant to be like that, I guess, in some way. But yeah, I think it shocked everybody because they saw him on stage like 10 days before he passed.
Yeah.
And he was there. He was in good spirits and everything. Anyhow, yeah, but for me, it was it was a really tough pill to swallow, so to speak, because even though I'll tell you this, I wasn't close to him after I left the band and stuff. I, you know, it's not like we were in touch and we're friends or whatever.
Okay.
But he's such a big figure in my musical career and in my life. Like, I feel like there's my life pre-Ozzy and post-Ozzy. Mm. So it has been such a big transformation for me and such a big change in my life. And of course, that affected me. Yeah, so I'll miss him, of course, like everybody else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no more further questions. Your honors. Thank you very much, you guys, for being here. And good luck for the show tonight, as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Until next time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.